the book Hebrews, part 18. I'm Professor Hannes Redhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information about the revelation names, or just have a question, or require any books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1860 version, which you won't find in the world in a bookshop. I have a couple of copies. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in our study. You are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of also information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel. Also share this link with your friends and family, and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today will be a blessing, a massive blessing unto you. We are going to continue where we left off. Yesterday, we're still busy with verse 5. You see, this is Bible study. It's no use rushing through a verse just to finish it. And also, the contrary, not to sit on something just to make up time. But if there's more information that we need to share and to obtain, let's do it. I want you to hear what the word says now. For unto which of the angels said ye, Yahweh Almighty, at any time? Unto which of the other angels? You see how easy does it read with the brackets? Thou art my son. Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Not you, thee. And again, I will be to him a father. So we now understand, according to yesterday's study, that he was not his father before. He was only one of the other angels. He says, and again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me my son. If there is day and night in heaven, I just want, there's no day and night, but it is, because there's only the sun of righteousness that shines in heaven. But if there was day and night, I just want to use an example. The previous night, he wasn't the son. The previous night, he wasn't his father. But that new morning, he became the son. And he became the father of the son that he glorified and he begotten. Understandable. But don't quote me. I don't say this, because in heaven there can't be night. It's only day. Because Yahushua is the light, the righteousness. Hebrews 1 verse 6. And again. So every time when he says and again, the Father confirms. He confirms what he's about to say. And again, when he, Yahweh Almighty, bringeth in the first begotten. He what? He bringeth in the first begotten. The first one of the angels that he has ever exalted. That's what is written. You see, we must be able to read in between the lines. Anybody can read Bible. But the day that you can read in between the lines, then you can read Bible. And then the word will get so much more meaning unto you. it will become more exciting to read Bible, to study the Word. And again, when He, Yahweh Almighty, brings in the first begotten into the world, He, Yahweh Almighty, said, and let all the, in brackets, other angels of Yahweh Almighty worship Him. Who must they worship? Him. Who's Him? I can't hear. Who's the Him? Yahweh Shua. Couldn't have been Jesus. Because there was no Jesus in heaven. There was no Jesus on earth. Not even 2,000 years ago. There was no Jesus ever on the earth. No Jesus ever walked the earth. Because there was no Jesus. It's a title that the Catholics has created in the 16th century. To use it as the title of the Son of God or Yahweh, which was Isis. Because Isis in the Catholic Bible from 127 AY up to 1530 AY, up to then in the 16th century, where they created the letter J, to change the name from Isis, Sun God, to Jesus, Sun God. So there was never a Jesus, not in heaven, not on earth, ever. There is no Jesus that ever walked the earth, as easy as that. He couldn't. Again, I challenge you. Don't believe me. Go on your internet and ask the question, when was the letter J created? And see what your computer... Go ask AI. And see what it says. See what it says. And you get the biggest surprise of your life. So then, if AI said the name Jesus never exists, and if the internet said there never was a letter J in the Hebrew or the Greek, either ancient or modern, there never was until the 16th century, then why will we carry on worshipping a name which is a pagan name, created by a pagan church, offering unto different pagans? And the main pagan they offer unto is the pagan God, Jesus. That never exists. Who is? In Egyptian time, was Ra. His name was Amen Ra, the sun god. It was Nimrod in Genesis 10. Then Amen Ra in the Egyptian time. Then Zeus in the Greek time. Then Isis in the Roman time. And right through the Roman time, through the Roman Catholic time, because the Roman Catholic, the Roman Empire in 34 AD, AY, created the church, the Roman Catholic Church. Roman means Roman Empire, government church. Catholic means united, and church means universal. They created a Roman Catholic universal church, a pagan church, and that pagan church became a Christian church. In 327, when Emperor Constantine created, at the Council of Nicaea, he created the name Christian. Christian. There was never a word like that for 327 years before. Christian. Never. It was. The name originally was Yahushua. And then between 100 and 127, then the Roman Catholic Church created four Gospels. And there they changed the name from Yahushua to Isis, the Sun God. From 127 right through, and they changed the name from Yahweh, which is the Father's name, Yod, Aleph, Hei, Vav, Aleph, Hei, Yahweh. They changed to Isis, or they changed to Theos, or Kyrios, the Greek. And in the 13th century, they changed the name, when in English, from Theos, or Kyrios, they changed it to Lord, and then to God. Huh? Or let me explain. Theos and Kyrios means God. And then in the 13th century, they changed it from God to Lord. And Lord means barley. Lord means barley. Uzziah, Uzziah, 2 verse 15 and 16. Says, you will no longer call me my Lord. You will call me my husband, my Baal, or barley. So what does the word Lord means? It means pagan God. The Bible says you will come and say, Lord, Lord, in your name I cast out demons and devils. I laid my hands upon the sick, they will go away. You're cursed. I do not know you. Why? Because you worship in pagan names. Bible says you pray and you receive not, because you do not believe the scriptures and you don't believe in the power of Yahweh. That's what the word says. I don't want to preach about the names now. Go and study what is your God's name. Start at lesson 1, part 1. And walk through it. It's half an hour sessions. Walk through it. Walk through it. But take a seatbelt or two, because you will drop out of your chair. That's only a joke. And again, when he, Yahweh Almighty, bringeth in the firstborn, first begotten. He wasn't firstborn. That's how we were taught. He was the firstborn of the Father. He wasn't the firstborn of the Father. He was the first begotten. There's a massive difference between born, firstborn, and first begotten. He was the first one to be exalted. Begotten means exalted. He became the firstborn when he received the Ruach HaKodesh after being immersed by John the Immerser. When the Bible says, this is my beloved son. He didn't say, this is my begotten son. This is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased. He didn't say begotten son. Beloved son. Because beloved son and begotten son is two different meanings. The one is in the spirit in heaven, which was an angel, which was exalted into the son. The other one was exalted in the flesh. From the flesh into the spirit, Isaiah 53, became the authority of the Father, the right hand. And to the, it says, verse 6, when he, Yahweh Almighty, bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he, Yahweh Almighty, said, and let all the other angels of Yahweh Almighty worship him. Why must they worship him? Because of his exalted name. The name which he now obtained through inheritance. It wasn't something that he had. He only obtained it the moment that he was exalted. Verse 7. And of the other angels. I like the word other when he talks about angels. To draw your attention to all the angels. And of the angels he said. Now he, who's he? Who's he? Yahweh Almighty. But look at your 1611 King James Bible. That H is a small H. Look at it. Why isn't that a capital H? Because whenever, and I am living in the southern point of Africa, when I talk about God, to me that's a capital G. When God said he, that H, he, must be a capital H. I'm the author of 23 books. Thick books. It's not little tracks. Or A5 and A4 books. whenever I refer to the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, I will use a capital letter, like and of the angels, he, that he should have been a capital H, drawing your attention that it is Yahweh, or to you, maybe God, who's speaking. But because a small H, it just doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make you worry. It doesn't make sense. It's just he said. No. It's like I say thou art God, and I say you are God. Remember we spoke about the 1611 and the 1611 King James and the New King James. 1611 King James says thou art God. The New King James says you are God. Thou art God. You are God. No respect when I say you are God. No respect. No obedience. But when I say thou art God. And then they come and they say that the reason there is a New King James because of the Macbeth English in which the New King James is written. No. The 1611 King James Bible and also the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible is in the Macbeth English. It's my second language, it's not even my first language. And sometimes I even battle with the pronunciation of my tongue goes in or not. My brain knows what he wants to say, but my tongue knots. But I will never just say you. I will say thou, because I worship him. I have respect. So the New King James Bible, International Living Word, all the other Bibles have got no respect for God as you know him, for Yahweh as I know him. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.